You know, the water that you drink today may be the same water that Abraham drank. You know, he may have drank it, and you drank it again thousands of years later, because there ain't no new water. You know, it's recyclable. 21 and 22. My child, don't lose sight of good planning and insight. Hang on to them, for they will fill you with life and bring you honor and respect. 23 and 24. They keep you safe on your way and keep your feet from stumbling. You can't lie down without fear and enjoy pleasant dreams. If you have wisdom, you can lie down without fear. I see people all the time in church that come to me and tell me how much fear they got. They're living in fear. As a Christian and walking in obedience to God's Word, you should have no fear. None. Alice, can you get rid of your fear? You can, can't you? You can either live in it or without it, can't you? It's a decision you make with God. But you can be free of fear. Now then, let's go to 25 and 26. And that'll finish off this chapter. You need not be afraid of disaster or the destruction that comes upon the wicked. For the Lord is your security. He will keep your foot from being caught in a trap. Let's go to Proverbs 4:10. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 10. My child, listen to me and do as I say, and you will have a what? Is that what we all want? A long, good life. I remember when I was in Dallas, they brought a man to me in a wheelchair. He had a hood on, and it pulled over down in front of his face. His hands were back up in the sleeves. I couldn't see nothing except a blob sitting there. And I taught that day about these things. When the day was over, I went over to him and I said, "Sir, can I pray for you?" He said, "Yes, you can." He said, "If I had have known what you taught when I was a 20-year-old man, I would have never done what I've done." But he said, "Nobody ever told me those things." So he said, "I did everything bad you can do. Everything." He said, "I was probably one of the wickedest boys in the Dallas Metroplex." I said, "So what's wrong with you?" He pulled this one out, and there was just a nub sticking here. No hand is gone. He pulled this one out, and it was a nub way back up there. He pulled the hood back a little bit, and he was the most awful-looking creature I had ever seen in my life. I said, "And you were normal at one time?" He said, "These two sons of mine that are here with me, I was just as normal as they are." But he said, "I heard about your ministry." He said, "Now I know why I've been so afflicted, because I've been so wicked." You know, it's amazing what God says He does to the wicked, isn't it? He'll stop you. Hopefully, like this man, He had at least stopped him before he died. The man had come to know Jesus now as his Lord and Savior. So I prayed for the guy. Of course, he said he knew Jesus as his Savior and as his Lord. He was now obeying God's Word. I prayed for the guy that day, never seen him again. Don't have any idea what happened to him, where he went, or what. But I thought to myself, that man, if he only had it to do over. But you know, you don't get but one shot, do you? How many of us get more than one shot at our life? Only one. You better make it right the first time through, because you don't get two chances. It's only one. Once you live today, you cannot relive today again. It's gone. Whatever you've done, it's established. The price you paid for today and what you've done today, being in church, the price you paid is one day of your life. Did it prosper you? Yes, if you were in church in a healing school, it's probably going to add many years to your life. Can you prosper by coming to church? Oh, yeah. If you hear God's Word and you obey it, it'll increase your life. My child, listen to me. and do as I say. You realize this is God talking here, right? This is not me. I'm just quoting His Word. And you will have a long, good life. Now let's go down to verse 20 through 27. 20 through 27, that same chapter. And then we'll take a break. Pay attention, my child, to what I say. Listen carefully. Don't do like I do sometimes when Cheryl talks to me. Y'all know what I mean if you're a man? Make sure you've got my attention, Lord. Make sure I'm looking you straight in the eye. Slap me on the cheeks a couple of times. Make sure you've got my attention. And let me listen very pointedly. I want to see what you have to say. Pay attention, my child, to what I say. Listen carefully. Don't lose sight of my words. Let them penetrate deep within your heart. How many times in my life have I had somebody working for me? I called them down, told them what I wanted them to do, and I thought they were looking me right in the eye. And they left my office, and when 2 hours later I found them, they hadn't even done what I said. They didn't hear what I said. They thought I said to do something else. Any of y'all ever been guilty of doing something like this? I've seen this happen. We're not listening. When people talk, we don't listen. And the kind of guy I hate to talk to is the kind of guy that's always got the answer to my question before I get through saying it. You know, when he's wanting to tell me something, and I haven't even made the statement yet, he already has the answer. I don't like to talk to people like that. I like for people that listen, and then they meditate on what I said, and then they give me an answer. Then I know they're listening. That's what the Lord wants. Pay attention, He says, to what I say. Listen carefully. Don't lose sight of my words. Let them penetrate deep within your heart. Verse 22 and 23. For they bring life and radiant health to anyone who discovers their meaning. What is it that brings life and health? God's words. The Word. The Word of God. Do you think it's important or necessary that we as Christians spend time with God and His Word every day? Yes, only if you want to walk in health and radiant health. If you don't care about being sick and afflicted, then don't read the Word. How many people want to be sick? Nobody. How many wants to be in good health? All of us, yes. So they bring life and radiant health to anyone who discovers their meanings. Above all else, guard your heart, for it affects everything you do. Guard your heart. 24 and 25. Avoid all perverse talking. Now that's going to have an impact on us, isn't it? To avoid all perverse talking. Some of us are going to have to quit talking. Have you ever run into somebody that just constantly is speaking perverted talking? You know, I thought something the other night. I was watching, I think, Channel 5, I believe it was, or Channel 11, whatever it was. I was watching the news anyway on one of the news stations, and the weatherman was retiring. Anybody see that? That especially, one of the TV stations, I don't remember which one. But anyway, one of the guys had been there 41 years, and he was retiring. And so they had little excerpts from all different kinds of people, what they thought about him, how good a man he was, how they're going to miss him, and all this kind of stuff. But when one guy came, he said, "I love you, and the thing I love about you the most, you could tell the best dirty jokes of anybody I've ever seen." I thought, wow, what a way to be remembered. Stay away from all perverse talk. It'd be interesting to know if that man really does profess to be a Christian. If he does, and all I got to say, he spent too much time with the world and not enough with God. Because he would know that perverted talk is and coarse joking is never to be found among my children, not one time. That's what God said about it. How would you like to be known as a man that could tell the best dirty jokes in town? No, I don't think I want to be known like that, do you? No, absolutely not. And not one of them, Not one of the whole bunch out of everybody, probably 15 or 20 people that had something to say about him, not one single one had anything to say about our walk with God. He's a fine Christian man, or he does good things. Not one thing. We wonder why all these bad things happen to us, huh? Avoid all perverse talk. Stay far from corrupt speech. Look straight ahead and fix your eyes on what lies before you. As you go through life, look straight ahead. Don't be looking off at the things of the world. Look straight ahead. I will have to say, if we would look straight ahead, we'd have a whole lot less automobile accidents. You know that? People drive down the road, they looking at their cell phone, texting, and all kinds of stuff. They're going to have to make it a law. You can't text or drive. I thought, what kind of an idiot law do we need? Anybody have enough wisdom to know you can't text and drive a car? You can't. You're going to run over somebody. You're going to get killed. All it takes is a heartbeat. But some people, they're going to try it anyway. And then they have a car wreck and nearly get killed, and then they want to call you and have them come over and get them healed. Hey, if you used a little wisdom, you wouldn't be in a hospital. Isn't that amazing? Verse 26 and 27. Mark out a straight path for your feet, then stick to the path and stay safe. Don't get sidetracked. Keep your feet from following evil. Now then, according to this proverb, the Word of God is what keeps us in health. The Word of God. I mean, the Lord. It confirms what the Lord says in Psalm 107, verse 20. In fact, let's close on this one scripture. 107, verse 20. Take me to Psalm 107, verse 20. And probably in the King James, it doesn't make any difference. But to see what Psalm 107, verse 20 says. Look at this verse. He sent His Word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. So what did He send to heal us? His Word. You got to get a hold of the Word. When you get a hold of the Word, that's what will heal you. It's faith in the Word that will heal you. So whatever you do, you need to get faith in the Word of God.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast in its entirety titled, Live in the Word, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.